The Health Fix podcast teaches you how to take charge of your health naturally by giving you the information you need to elevate your health.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Today is my 200th episode. Holy cow. And with that, I'm interviewing Dr. M.A. Sanchez. She is a neuropsychologist and a psychologist, and she is an award-winning, three-time best-selling author. She's been featured on every imaginable TV channel you can think of. She's been in The Wall Street Journal and USA Today. She's an executive coach and speaker specializing in organizational and business consulting, as well as coaching for high-performance individuals, teams, and organizations. She's on a mission to impact a million leaders and help them transform their professional lives by teaching them how to accelerate their career trajectory, by helping them to acquire necessary and critical leadership skills, earn what they're worth, and recognize their value. This is awesome, because what I see in my practice is your health declines if you are not happy and fulfilled in your career. And this happened to me. It happened to MA as well. And so she is not wanting anyone else to go down that pathway. I love this. She is a wealth of information. You are going to enjoy this podcast. And make sure after this podcast to check out her webinar, Rewired for Great Success. You are not going to be disappointed. She's going to give you those tools that you never learned in school about how to get the career you want. All right, let's get on with the podcast.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause, and I have M.A. Sanchez on today with me. She is a doctor, and in particular, like me, she is still working, seeing patients, and kind of juggling the career of online universe, but in particular, she's on a mission. And I am excited to share her mission because she's wanting to help a lot of leaders, and in particular female leaders, and help them transform their professional lives. And as I'm talking about this, you might be thinking, wait a minute, this is a health show. Yes, but your career and your health have a lot to do with how you are going to thrive in your life. So Dr. M.A. Sanchez, thank you for coming on The Health Fix.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
So let's dive into talking about health as it relates to career, because we're going to be talking about your webinar that you're going to be launching here, and we're going to be talking about how we can help all of these women leaders to thrive in their career, but we've also got to talk about how not thriving in your career is related to some health issues too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And what have you seen in your practice with neuropsychology in terms of ladies over time who aren't, you know, just getting to where they want to be in life and that psychology aspect of things? Mm-hmm. Do you find that people really kind of don't do well, feel stuck and just not thriving when they're not where they want to be in their career?
Yeah. You know, so let me give you just a little bit of context here.
Yeah.
So I guess as far as my future goes in this realm of being able to reach a million leaders, I'll never stop being a neuropsychologist. I have to say that because I just totally love that direct connection with people and helping them heal over the things that are keeping them from having optimal functioning in their brain, right? But I also have developed a huge opportunity to work with leaders in the organizational and the business realm. And that's really where I take my background and my experience in neuroscience and neuropsychology into the business realm. So I'm dealing with very different people. The conversation is different, but there is a lot of overlap in regards to how you may be performing health-wise and career-wise based upon factors related to both psychological and neuropsychological. So, you know, in the coaching realm, when I'm dealing with leaders, executives, women that are trying to thrive in their career, what I'm seeing is that there is a lot of, I guess you would say, disruption between the continuity that needs to happen for that whole person. Right? So you are a total person when you go into the work environment. But if you are a high achiever, a high performer, there are some traits about you that are pretty consistent. And one of those things is about being a results person. You're 150% all in. And sometimes what happens as a result of that is you may neglect things like your own self-care.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was kind of one of the things I was hoping you were going to say. Because the Health Fix is all about kind of getting folks to kind of connect the brain and the body, and how when you're in a situation of driving to try to make it in your career, or trying to break through and just launch something new, or trying to get a promotion, as you had talked about in some of the articles that I was reading of yours, I mean, a lot of folks' health does suffer. So let's talk a little bit in terms of the coaching aspect of things for you. Now, one of the things I noticed, and one of the things that I think a lot of ladies struggle with, is confidence, and the confidence to ask for a promotion, or the confidence even in negotiating a new job. So would you speak a little bit on where you help ladies, like where's your sweet spot with confidence? Where do you start? I know this is a big, long question. So, so feel free to kind of jump in wherever you want around that confidence angle. And let's talk a little bit about that.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I tend to, it is a lot to chew, right? So we just take it in a really kind of compartmentalized way. We look at what maybe the problem is that's popping up, and then we work our way backwards. So if the issue is you're not feeling strongly positioned for promotion, so as a result of that, maybe you're less confident about asking for more pay, asking for more opportunity, asking to be more visible, then we try to look at, you know, what is creating that disruption in the confidence cycle. Is it, are you in the comparison trap? Are you struggling with imposter syndrome? Are you lacking confidence because maybe there's a real skills gap and you know that maybe there's something you need to do on your end to prepare for that next opportunity, but you still kind of doubt whether or not you have the goods? So we try to look at what the problem is, how it's manifesting in the real, and then we work ourselves backward. And then I do a lot with helping women kind of protect their own emotional space, right? Because there's so much that we take on from what other people have given us. We internalize it, and it becomes the narrative by which we live our lives. And oftentimes what we find is that perception that we think other people's hold of us may not hold true. So I think it's always important to go back to the source, which is you, and help you start finding ways to establish a framework for building your confidence, and then continue to use that rinse and repeat cycle about understanding who you are, what you bring to the table, and how you deliver.
Oh, I love it that it's step by step in terms of accessing things within yourself. Because I see a lot of programs out there now that are like, meditate your way to success, think your way to success. Honestly, my scientific brain is like, I'm going to take a nap instead of think my way to success. And so really working through some of that stuff. And you highlighted on something really, really in particular, that emotional space and what folks might have given you.
Yeah.
This is a big area where folks struggle. What kind of things, if someone's listening to this right now, what kind of things might they want to look into to start to become more aware about what might have been given to them in terms of their emotional status, things of that nature?
Thank you. I think it's kind of a balance that you're looking for. One that is of self-awareness, where you realize maybe some of my lack of confidence is related to my own stuff. You know, I'm saying I'm not good at this, or I'm speaking words into my own existence that are not true. They're false truths, right? So you're looking at what is your stuff, being aware of that. And then you're kind of looking at like, what are external factors? Maybe the stuff, like we were saying, other people have given you. And so I think it's important to understand that sometimes the environment, I always work with my clients and understanding about the 60-40 principle. You know, there's 40% of things that maybe you can't control for, like unconscious bias, gender bias, racism, intersectionality, maybe the fact that you're the only woman in a male, predominantly male working environment, or maybe you're working in a house. That 40% might be something that you don't have the ability to impact pervasively right now, okay? But that 60% is all you. So it requires that when you have the opportunity to show up, that you show up impeccably. You serve from a position of excellence. And so that's where I try to get people to shift, because we understand about the things that feel like they're roadblocks or stalls to our career. We understand that thing, and sometimes it just feels unfair, right? But it doesn't mean that you have to stay there. Like, it's always going to be like this. And so I work with women on being able to be intentional about how they want to grow, but also being very, very strategic.
I like that. Strategic, strategy. That's probably like my favorite word lately is I need a strategy for this. I need a strategy for that. So I'm seeing here that if someone's wanting to come to work with you, and in particular, you have a webinar coming up.
Rewired for Great Success. And then it's called the Career Confidence Webinar. And we're going to teach you how to powerfully position for a promotion, pivot, or transition.
Okay. Now, the reason I wanted to put that in right now is because strategy. And what happens to a lot of folks, and I see this in my practice, I'm sure you see it over again. That's why we have jobs. We help people with strategy. And this webinar is going to give some folks some insight, of course, into strategy. And what I wanted to really kind of jump into about strategy and about kind of where this webinar lands them, is this webinar going to be much more of giving them the tools to get started and to move forward, and with the opportunity to maybe work with you one-on-one?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, just like you, Janine, I am a researcher, scientist, practitioner at heart, right? So I'm always about the results, man. Show me the receipts, right? So I always feel the same compulsion and really obligation to the folks that I work with to not just keep them all in theory, right? Mm-hmm. But to also give them some application, something that they can utilize and put into action. I think that is the most valuable. And so that's what this webinar is going to be. It's going to be a little bit of teaching, and then it's going to be some hands-on practical stuff to help you know exactly how you can go about accomplishing your goals and getting the kind of results that you're wanting.
I love it. I love it. So in terms of ladies that, because you were talking about a pivot, terms of ladies that might be thinking, well, what does a pivot mean? Let's talk a little bit about what pivot means and what that means for a career. Because I think when I was younger and got into the naturopathic medicine career and acupuncture career, I was like, there is nothing else. There's nothing I can do. It's like, we're going this direction. That's my beam. And learned, well, wait, I can do podcasting. I can do this. Yes. So let's tell folks, talk a little bit about pivoting it and why that might be something to actually entertain or think about.
That's a great question. You know, for me, pivoting really is a subjective term, but essentially what it means is you're deciding to take a different slant on your current career. So however that could be, the pivot could be that, like, you know, maybe you're an attorney and you've been working in one industry and you're thinking about pivoting into a new industry. I have someone that I'm working with now that's been working in recruitment, and now she wants to shift into working with healthcare administration and management. Like, it's a pivot. She's still an attorney bringing those skills in law into that new environment, but now she wants to have a different focus for her work. So pivot can be something that simplistic, or it could be even a grander pivot where you think you're totally going to hop industries. I'm going to do something no one ever thought I would do. I'm going to stop being an accountant, and I'm going to hop into working in this industry where now I'm going to be an entrepreneur, or now I'm going to be, you know, working in a totally different industry. Maybe I'm going to be a CEO, or I want to work into a president or VP position for a corporation. And so I focus a lot with my clients on helping them identify what their transferable skills are. I think that's important because, you know, we have just, you know, it's a mix for myself personally, and a lot of the programs that I've created or inspired out of my own journey, you know, having that balance between having been formally trained to be a doctor and thinking there's only one way I can do this, right? Mm-hmm. And then becoming an entrepreneur and saying, I could really create my own experience. And so that's what I'm trying to help people do in the corporate realm. So when you think about your career and you think about what you want to do, we talk about transferable skills because I think it allows you to have financial empowerment and freedom in your career journey, where you never have to feel like, you know, my career is at the hands of this organization or this entity or this industry. It's really giving you the opportunity to create whatever kind of professional experience that you want.
Oh my goodness. Where were you like 30 years ago in my career? It's, you know, it's.
I was doing the same thing you were.
Right?
They don't teach us this. This is exactly this is what it's all about, right? We are highly educated women, and there's a lot of women here listening today that are highly educated, but school doesn't teach you about how to hustle. It doesn't teach you about how to market yourself. None of that. Matter of fact, everything that we've learned about career trajectory is wrong. It's wrong. Putting in resumes and asking for a job, that's one way, but it's not the only way. And so really what I'm trying to do, I'm serious about this, about empowering women financially, to start from the basis of the conversation, not about, can you please give me a job? But do you know who I am? That's a different conversation. And so we put a lot of emphasis on professional branding and putting you out there as a person who's dialed in on your skill set and what you have to offer. But what I was going to say about that too is, you know, I'm into lifting and amplifying other women as you climb. I think the idea of cultivating relationships and leveraging community is extremely important, especially for women leaders. And so I think that's always a part of the work that I'm doing with women, is teaching them how to build those relationships. But the other piece, it's like, it's a comprehensive approach, right? So you cannot negate the importance of caring for yourself in this, because I can teach you all the tools. I can help you be able to put yourself out there and market yourself. I can teach you how to create the relationships. But if you're running yourself ragged, doing 150% on a 30% tank, you're going to exhaust yourself and, you know, experience something like adrenal fatigue, or you're totally going to burn out. And so it's the whole picture. It's not just one piece. Does that make sense?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. The adrenal fatigue thing is huge. And the burnout, it kind of goes hand in hand.
Kind of these leadership positions, it's high, right? There's so many. I mean, you hear about it more with men because women don't talk about it. And it's probably because we're not adequately represented in that space. But you hear about these male CEOs having heart attacks, or, you know, they've had a triple bypass, or what's all that? It's the work stress. Marriages fragmenting and falling apart. You see what I'm saying? And so this idea about caring for your whole self as you climb in your leadership journey cannot be understated. It has to be a primary focus of where you see yourself going and how you start to drive culture and whatever organization you end up giving your and lending your skill set to. Otherwise, if those boundaries continue to be disturbed, people are going to treat you like a doormat. And so we can't do that. That won't get you any further.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's a really, I mean, the whole burnout, the whole concept of Ed. And I think part of it too, is that some of us, while we're climbing the career ladder, are a little scared to say something when we're feeling overwhelmed. This happened to me back 2015, 2016. I was in a partnership in a spa, and I was trying to impress my new partner. Like, I can do this. I can work so hard, to the point where I ended up giving myself a lovely case of anxiety and all kinds of things where I was frozen. I couldn't speak really well. I mean, I was like, I think I have brain damage.
Yes.
And I have a lot of people that come to my office, you know, with the same kind of situation. So I'm loving the fact that you are incorporating this into your programs. I'm guessing that in your practice, you've probably seen this happen over and over again with ladies who just won't, you know, because of the culture, it's like, oh, I don't think I can say anything. And then being surrounded, I mean, there is a concept that you don't want to look weak to men.
Yes, very much so. And, you know, like I said, you know, having the neuropsych practice, the idea with that is that I usually work with people that are coming from a basis of impairment, right? But in the coaching industry, that's not the issue. I'm dealing with very high functioning people. And so the markers for having setbacks are not as clear to you, because you think, hey, I'm going to work every day. I'm making 6 or 7 figures a year. My family's intact. You know, I'm doing okay. But maybe you're having panic attacks in the parking lot before you're going into a high stakes meeting because there's so much stress. Like, these things we overlook. And so I'm saying it's a real phenomena. And no, it's not clearly just eradicated by you working on your confidence, I would be foolish to say that that's a cure-all. But what I would say is that self-awareness is extremely important, because the more that you become aware of what your triggers are and the types of situations that cause that tripwire of, okay, now I'm having anxiety, and then a week from now it's anxiety and I can't sleep, and then it's an anxiety I can't sleep, and now I'm having a full-on panic attack in the parking lot. Some people maybe aren't having panic attacks, maybe adrenal fatigue. I had that myself, and you know, I was out of work for 9 months because I could not work. I almost lost my life because it exacerbated other health problems, because I was ignoring the signs. And so this is what I'm saying about self-awareness. The issue with your health doesn't look the same for everyone. It's a very unique interplay, right? But you know yourself. And that's all I do for people, is I kind of hold a mirror up to them and I ask them, you know, what's going on? And you'd be surprised about all the stuff that comes out. You know it already. You just haven't given voice to it, and you haven't allowed yourself to embrace it so that you can change it. You know, embracing it, verbalizing it, that's the self-awareness part. It doesn't mean you have to stay stuck there. So like you're saying, asking for help. If I ask for help, you maybe think that means I'm weak, or my male counterparts will think that I don't have it all together. Asking for help actually is a sign of leadership. Right? It's a strength move. Matter of fact, it's a boss move, right? Because then you're able to enforce those boundaries and delegate where you need to, so that you can be more efficient and perform optimally. And so I think it's that reframe that we as women need to be okay with. And it's the same thing when you're in a high performing job, and you have a family to care for, if you have a family, and it's the same thing, you know, hey, I'm mom and now I'm homeschooling, I'm running my business, I'm having meetings, all in the same workspace. And so home was the place where maybe I could have some restoration and rest, but now it's primary for everything. So there's a lot of folks I'm seeing now that are starting to become overwhelmed at home. Right? Because we're shut in. And now what do I do? You still have to have that acknowledgement that that's what's going on. And then you've got to create these breaks for yourself. That's why I really talk about these mental sprints that you can take for yourself. Mental sprints. What is that? It's a break. Take a break. And you'd be surprised. You come back, you're more creative. You feel refreshed. But it's counterintuitive to think, okay, to work better and smarter, I need to take a break. We don't do that.
It's true. I have to fight with people. I'll be like, I'm like, you know, legally you have to take, you know, yeah, you're working from home. No one's monitoring you. I'm like, but why is it that folks who smoke always get the breaks?
Yes.
Who don't, do not take breaks. I'm like, we need to figure out smoke breaks here for the folks that don't.
Yes. It's so easy. Like, I mean, not easy, but I should say basic, that I have to say, okay, get up, go get some water, go to the bathroom and eat. Like, those are three things. I had another client, very high performing VP at an organization, that I had to say, go to sleep. That was her assignment. Go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then she found she was able to think clearer. She was more refreshed. She was better engaged with her children. It's these simple things. And really, I'm not a magician, but really I just kind of hold that space for people and tell them that it's okay to have that in a safe place. And then you'd see what happens when people know that they have permission to do it. And then, you know, you get down the line, you don't need somebody like me to do it because you're doing it for yourself.
I think that's a really important concept there, is having someone come help you bring the awareness with you. You kind of work together and then it's on repeat. And mm-hmm. really, this is the thing that I kind of try to keep reinforcing with my folks. You know, we start with one thing, we reinforce. And the sleep, start with sleep, reinforce. Now, as a neuropsych doc, you probably have some really good data on what sleep deprivation does to folks. And how it starts to decline over time. And then add in a little bit of sleep apnea, which seems to be quite common. Mm-hmm. And now we got some other stuff going on here too. Your whole health is...
It's a perfect storm if you're not careful. And so that's why it's just so important to kind of reel it in. And, you know, confidence is one of those things. You think of it as a mental element, confidence. But like I said, there's the emotional, psychological aspect that affects the physical, how you show up in your behavior. And so getting the confidence in line is critical so that you can focus on what you need to focus on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you talk a lot about on your website about helping leaders build their executive presence. Mm-hmm. And you alluded a little bit like confidence, but also talked a little bit about how culture mm-hmm. and lifting other ladies up. It's not a competition against each other. Mm-hmm. It's helping each other. Because I do find that like the claws come out a lot on ladies. And it's like, why? What? Why are we not helping each other? Especially in the career universe. It seems like there's a lot of like backstabbing stuff going on. I will hear from patients and I'm like, oh, I'm glad I'm not in the corporate world. Holy
yes.
cow. So how do you work with that on ladies in terms of not falling into the gossip realm, not yeah. falling into that, and really giving it the presence of like, I'm gonna here to take care of everyone.
Yeah, there's two sides of the coin on that one, you know. So I think I wrote an article about this a couple years ago called the Queen Bee Syndrome, right? And that queen bee is the one that if you get too close, she's going to sting you. Because it's like you said, that claws come out. There's a lot of infighting. Maybe there's conflict and competition all in the same environment. And whether you're the queen bee and you're listening to this, or you're the one who's in the interaction with the queen bee and you maybe have been stung a couple times, I think it's important to think about, and I come back to strategy and intentionality. Because a big piece of what I do with helping women leaders affect their executive presence is thinking about the types of perceptions that you want to put out there, right? And this is a combination of you having a hand in shaping how people see you mm-hmm. and also working with the idea of you being more visible as a leader, that those perceptions are shaped by what you choose to show people and also how often you show up. So if you're showing up as a queen bee, you're creating the perception that comes along with that. You're hard to work with. People don't really like you. Maybe they're afraid of you. And maybe that works for you in your environment, but it's not necessarily sustainable when it comes to your professional brand. People don't hire you for that. Right? And you don't maintain long-term relationships that way. Matter of fact, you have to keep looking over your shoulder if you take that on as a persona, because just as much as you're cutthroat, people will be the same way with you. It's the same reciprocity. Now, if you're dealing with the queen bee idea in some form or another, and you're wanting to know, how do I navigate through this? How do I not look like I'm less than professional when I'm dealing with someone who could be negative? Maybe they have really poor handle on their emotions and they're yelling during meetings or throwing stuff, or, you know, how do I not meet that same level of emotion? Again, I have to come back to just setting the stage for what you want to do in that interaction and being intentional and strategic. And then sometimes what it requires is, you know, if you're dealing in a situation that's that far out on the continuum, that you have a strategy. Sometimes it involves human resources or personnel, or having a discussion with that individual in private, or making sure every time that you show up that you're bringing your A game. So despite what this person might be trying to imply about you as a professional, that other people see you in a very different light. So it really depends on the individual situation, but yes, definitely perception is a huge piece of that.
Oh man, I think it's important to think about that. And I think it's also important to think about what you know, like you said, what you want to be perceived as, but also that you don't have to have the queen bee syndrome. You know, you don't have to be that person to gain, you know, authority, to gain leadership. It seems that in some realms, some folks think they have to be cutthroat and very, you know, kind of almost mean if you watch some of the TV shows. It's, you know, because unfortunately, yeah. a lot of us will have learned most of our information how to be social from TV shows. And you see like the dominant female making all the calls and being very serious. And then you think, oh, I have to be like that if I'm going to be mm-hmm. the boss. And oh,
or you think, you know, if there is no female model there, good or bad, that you have to reflect in the same way that maybe your male counterparts are. Like, you just don't know how to be your authentic self as a leader because there's no real model for that. And so that's the other thing that I help women with, is just finding that authenticity in their leadership. I'm used to, in my career, having worked over 30 years, always being the youngest or the only one of color or the only woman leader on a male leadership team primarily. So I'm used to working in environments where I may have to present in a certain way so that I get buy-in. And so that's exactly, I've taken from my own experience and inspired the programs that I have created to help women to be able to do the same.
That's huge. That's huge to be able to kind of adapt, but also feel like you are expressing yourself. And I think that's a huge skill that I don't even think I have mastered yet. So this is good stuff here. Mm-hmm. And so I want to kind of go back towards talking about your webinar, because obviously you have a lot of good information in there. And I think a lot of folks really can benefit from just listening in and getting some information. So guys, it's called Rewired for Great Success. Got it right this time. you're going to be able to find it online. It's Dr. Sanchez cc-webinar-register. So Dr. Sanchez cc.webinar.register. And I'll put it in my notes here for you all so that you've got that and you can check it out. I would love for you to give the audience some steps. Now, of course, the webinar is going to give them a ton of stuff, but if they're listening to this right now and they're like, I need to figure myself out to get myself moving forward confidently in my career, what would be like one or two things that they should be looking at right now to, one, prepare themselves for your webinar to get the most out of it, but two, also to start moving forward in their career and setting themselves up for success?
Yeah, thank you. I think we talked a lot about that self-awareness is one of those things that is going to be huge no matter where you are in the stage of your leadership. So self-awareness, and it's not something like once you got it forever. It's something that you need to keep revisiting, right? Mm-hmm. And so self-awareness is something that you need to be prepared to embrace, but also start working on. You can start working on that today. The other piece is identifying career clarity, right? That's part of what we're going to do in the webinar experience about helping you to understand how to achieve career clarity. But it's something to start thinking about right now. Thinking about where it is you want to go, maybe where you see yourself in the next couple of years. Don't think too far ahead. Don't think about 20 years, 10 years from now. That's too far away. Could change. Think about right now, right? Because if you're wanting to come to this webinar, you're saying that there's something going on right now that you want to fix. So think about that career clarity. Where is it you maybe want to be in the next 3 to 5 years? And if that's too far for you out, think about the next 6 months to a year. And then the third thing I would say is think about how much impact you could have in your career if you had a strategy. Because many of us are just kind of stabbing in the dark. We're waiting on that opportunity, someone to elevate us or give us that job. And that's not working, people. Has never really worked. For women in particular, I mean, look at our representation and lack thereof right now in the corporate industry. So waiting on someone to identify and lift you up is not going to be a way to do it. The traditional pathway to career advancement is not what we're going to be talking about here. We're talking about kind of breaking the mold and having a new way of moving forward. So think about how much impact you could make if you had a career strategy and what you would do with that influence.
Oh my goodness. Even having you say that to me like 5 years ago on strategy would have been so helpful. So this is huge because I think a lot of folks, that's the missing link, like I said before, strategy. Knowing that you can break molds, you don't have to wait for someone to give you a job. You create your own in essence. And then you basically with your need, you're going, hey, I can help you. This is how it can be a benefit to you. And I think this is big stuff. This is big stuff. Dr. M, I am so excited that we chatted and I can't wait to see this webinar. So folks will go over, they'll register, and then once they register, it will come up in terms of day, time, and when everything's going down. Yes?
Yes. So we're going to be doing that on September 29th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's called Rewired for Great Success, Career Confidence, okay? How to powerfully position for promotion, pivot, or transition. You can register at Dr. Sanchez CC-webinar-register. And there in that webinar, we'll take you through the process of helping you to position powerfully for promotion, and then we'll tell you about what you can do to get the kind of results and the outcome that you're looking for. So I look forward to seeing you there. Please come out because we need to, as women, create this movement where we are the one who's dominating the career promotion conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ladies, this is great info. I'm going to be promoting it. And definitely, you know, if you want to know more about Dr. Sanchez, you can go over to dravsanchez.com. That's her website. She's on LinkedIn as well. Facebook, it's AV Sanchez PhD. And then on Instagram, same AV Sanchez PhD. And Twitter is AV Sanchez 21. So she's got lots of outlets where you can find her, follow her. Make sure you follow her because this is big stuff. I don't hear as much from someone who has a background in neuropsych that's working on career success. I know the value of this big time because you've got, you know, a lot up here. You have the background, you have the data, and this is awesome stuff. What a great combo. So I'm glad that you did your career pivot. And
yeah, me too.
This is huge. This is huge.
Thank you, Dr. Janine. Thank you.
I will be putting all this out, and I think we are going to have to chat again because there's a lot of other topics that I would love to dive into for folks.
Yes. Thank you.
Hey, Health Junkies, Dr. Janine Krauss here. I hope you enjoyed my podcast. Guess what? I have a Facebook group. It's called Anti-Aging Health Tips with Dr. Janine Krauss. So if you want a little bit more of the Health Fix podcast, head over to my Facebook group and let's chat. Now, I'm also offering a health transformation and restoration program. It's a one-on-one with me, and it's for folks who are sick and tired of going to doc after doc and health coach after health coach and not seeing the results that they want and deserve. In my program, I'm working with folks with transformation. So this isn't just a light program. This is a big deal. I'm going to change how you think about your health and your life kind of program. And I'm super excited to offer it to folks. And if you are at all interested, we should talk. I'm offering 45 minutes free with me chatting to see if and how I can help you. And you can get all the details over at my website, drjkrausnd.com. All right. You've survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krauss. Have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Subscribe, rate, and share info.